Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Laughing at the Days to Come, Facing Present Trials and Future Uncertainties with Gospel Hope by Tessa Thompson. Narrated by Susan Hanfield. Part 1. Laughter, its definition. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25, English Standard Version. 1. Her trial. He gives and takes away. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider, surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Job chapter 1, verse 21. I was 16 years old, and my once bright future now appeared bleak. Due to a rare neurological disease called neurofibromatosis type 2, NF2, I had begun to lose my hearing, and the loss was progressing far more quickly than I had imagined when I received the diagnosis just months earlier. When I was around 9 years old, my father was diagnosed with NF2, so I had already witnessed his devastating progression of hearing loss. At the time, I was entirely unaware of the extent to which this hereditary disease would eventually affect my family and me personally. I certainly felt a degree of sympathy toward my dad as I watched him begin to navigate the world of hearing aids and isolation. But in my own nearsighted world of sleepovers and softball games, I didn't have much of a grasp on what all this meant for the future. My dad was a grown man. He could handle this, and we were all going to be just fine. As the years passed, my naivety faded as I more fully grasped the weight of grief this uninvited hearing loss was on my father. Being born deaf has many of its own challenges. Going deaf after living many years in a hearing world, however, is a completely different experience. It's impossible for the hearing person to comprehend how much the basic ability to communicate with others, whether in the intimate context of marriage or the informal grocery checkout line, affects every sphere of daily life until that ability is taken away. One woman who went through gradual hearing loss described it well. The operative word for a degenerative hearing loss is always less, and the sounds of my world grew silent one by one. Keys stopped jingling, acorns no longer crunched underfoot, and even the footsteps themselves were finally hushed. Conversation, even when I was included, focused on important information, never anything incidental, which wasn't worth the energy needed to comprehend it. I considered most social events cruel and unusual punishment. Not surprising, when considering the effort required just to appear normal. Even mundane occurrences, such as an elevator's ding...